Thank you. It's so nice to meet each other again in this Bereshit forest. It's a beautiful holiday, the holiday of Sukkot, symbolizing connection. Same way the four species signify connection, and the Sukkah, the hut, man enters under the screen, under the schach, everyone together. There's no other way to build it but through the connection. And the holiday is a holiday of joy, unity, and connection. Especially to us, as we are in a very special time, when the human development has reached a point where it has to connect. There was never such a period, which is why the wisdom of Kabbalah was concealed, and we waited for it, and Kabbalists wait for us to reach this time, that we will finally feel that we are in a special state. The world is becoming global. The connection between us is required for our development in Israel and abroad and throughout the entire human society, which is why this holiday symbolizes this state that the world needs to reach. We know that our nation, our people, became a nation out of this group that detached itself from Babylon and arrived at the decision that they must unite to be as Abraham taught them, as one man in one heart. Be unified, that is the word Jew, Yehudi. That's why he's called Abraham the Hebrew. As he taught the people who came with, who left with him, to Canaan, to unite. And Ivri, from the world to pass, La'avo, to pass from the feeling of this world only, as humans feel, to the higher, upper, enlightened world that is surrounding our world, that is coming closer and closer to our world. And that is why today we feel ourselves in not such a comfortable state, confusion, helplessness, and this general crisis. This is because we are moving closer to spirituality. And the wisdom of Kabbalah explains that at the end, this is an invitation to connect. And if we connect, then these emotions, these states, these negative phenomena, we will feel them in their opposites, as positive, as opportunities for connection. And that is why the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed to the people of Israel in order to help us to connect, to come together as one man in one heart, to arrive at brotherly love, the state we were in before the destruction of the temple. A state where the people of Israel only exists in connection. Kabbalists explain to us that if all the nations of the world have natural bonding that makes them feel as a nation, for us, it's not the case. We can only connect on the condition that we are drawn to connection to attain the goal. And the goal is to open this huge world, the system that governs us, fully reveal it and let it make us and humanity as a single unit. So connection is our work, And we need to realize it also ahead of the entire world and give them, provide an example, be light unto the nations. And as we explained in the article of Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah and the Arvut, that if we unite and connect in such a way, then all the crisis, all the threats, everything we feel will all disappear. We reveal that under our world there's a network of forces that binds the entire humanity, and this network of connections of forces is revealed more and more, and that's why we feel the world becoming more integral, meaning connected between all its pieces, and we're interdependent, so much so that we cannot separate from each other. We see what's happening in Europe, here in the world. Every state, every people, every nation feels how much it's connected with others, and wanted or not, we're dependent on each other. And that's a sign that this network, the connection between us, that is binding us into a single mechanism, single integral system, analog system, like cells in our body, that they're all connected. So is humanity interconnected and interdependent. And we would not have revealed it because our ego was developing, we were still in the process of development. But in the last several decades, we are reaching the culmination of this development process over millennia. And that's why the last Kabbalists, Baal Sulam, Rav Kook, Gaon of Vilna, they aimed at that period exactly, into our special state where we have to work at connection. That's why I'm so happy that we're performing such actions. And as much as we connect, as much as we feel inside that we are connected, that we are interdependent, that we belong to each other, and through this system that binds all of humanity, we will influence entire humanity even without any external actions. We will influence the entire system, and we'll see from day to day how our state improves, and all those threats and everything that is happening will just pass by us, and at any moment it will come and go. We will see it surely, and even though we have not overcome all of our barriers, the crisis, the states, our economic situation, political situation, but these things are clarifying, and they become sweeter, gentler. And that this action that we're doing, and also our friends in Haifa are doing a big, huge action. They're not here today with us because they're performing an important action, but we're with them and they're with us, performing an action of connection. And as much as we connect together, the upper force of nature that surrounds us, that reveals that we're all interconnected, it will work through us more and more. And by this, we will merit a good life and the revelation of the upper world here in our time. As it's written, your world you will see in your lifetime. But that's why all our work, all our efforts are to reach connection and bestow through this connection onto the entire human network, where in reality only us, the people of Israel, are able to do it. And those who join us from all the groups around the world. As you know, we've been through many conventions lately. We've had a special unity gathering up north. Then it was followed by a convention in Italy, a very successful, beautiful convention, and others. And we see how much these actions contribute to connection and to the correction of the world. That's why this is a special holiday. It signifies unity, connection. It's special in that we're together here, and this action is very important. I thank you that you arrived to participate in this. And this is really what is happening to us. We perform many actions today in Israel and around the world, in all over many, many countries, including those countries where we might not have good relations with, like Turkey and other countries, but there are groups there, and we operate there, and we merit the expansion of our circles. Because we present the content of connection and the force of connection and the method of correction that the wisdom of Kabbalah enables us to perform. As it says, it's an important work, Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator, to connect between us and reach adhesion with the upper force of nature, which governs everything. We can reveal this network, we can govern it. Israel is called Lirosh, my head. That we are the ones who govern it. We can move things the way we want. We have a free choice in it, and we can influence the development of the world towards the good. So we reach the scale of we reach into the scale of merit. That's according to our purity, as much as we rise above our individual egos and unite. We have such preparation in us, in each of us, and for sure we will succeed. I studied it from my teacher, Baruch Hashlag, 30 years ago. And I could not believe that there would come a time where audience would like to hear, not be afraid of Kabbalah, discover that it's not some mysticism, some special forces that man uses to manipulate the world and govern anything, but govern itself, himself. That through the connection, he can reach a similarity of form with nature. We reveal in nature 3 degrees, still vegetative, animate. And we also belong to the animate level in our bodies. But the man in us is only our internality. Meaning externally, we belong to the animate degree. But man, Adam, from the word dome, like the Creator. The Creator is the integral system that surrounds us and holds everything together. And as much as we connect, we become more and more like that system that is called man, Adam. And then through it, we will feel our upper, eternal, whole life here and now. That's why our action is very important. And crisis, as I said, is an opportunity. And we, with these actions, we sweeten it. And the opposite is also true. As much as we feel difficulties on the path, we know this is an invitation to connect even more between us. And so in this inner feeling, in this inner bonding, we will rise above all our problems, and we feel them as help against us. That all those troubles, they actually come here to help us exit our narrow personal ego and to unite with you I feel that you wanted to.
We gathered here all the friends from all over Israel, also friends from all around the world are watching us, and during the last month, it's really hard to remember a day or a night when there was a convention or a regular day, a convention in Israel, a convention outwards, a workshop, Sunday and Friday. We have, like for us, endless gifts that we're receiving, endless opportunities for connection between us. And now, as we're here, we were rewarded by another gift to gather here, men, women, children, family, one big family. How do we need to direct each and every one of us so that we can gather all these forces that we've accumulated throughout the last month in order to crumble the boundaries between my heart and their and others' hearts? And not just here today, but also how will we continue it as each goes back to his city, to his group? How will we constantly like stream these punches to the walls within our hearts so that it will truly be already a one group, one family, so this nation will already feel such vibrations from us, from our heart, and will turn, become completely into one group.
In truth, we think that we're a small force because it's only a few thousand people around Israel and up to a couple of millions around the world. More or less, it's a small force, but it's a qualitative force. And the wisdom of Kabbalah explains there is a hero in quality and a hero in quantity. And on us, it's written that we are the least of the nations. But if we connect, the intensity of connection is what counts. The same in our body, they give an example, the same way the entire reality. In our body, all the cells are connected, are in harmony and in mutual work. Where if one part leaves this balance, we feel it as a disease. And the same way we see it in the world, that as much as we need to be more connected, and we feel this external force closing in on us, us to be more connected, we resist it. We're still in the same personal, selfish inclination. So it all depends on the degree of our connection, and we have those actions, you know, lessons, workshops, conventions, all sorts of actions we perform throughout the people. I will ask a few friends that oversee such activities to tell us a little bit afterwards about everything we do. But again, the problem is that we ourselves need to understand that we run the world. Not Obama, not our government, not any other place or force or ruler in the world. As it is written, the heart of kings and ministers in the hands of the Creator. But we are the ones. As much as we connect, we become the positive, strong force. And it is just like in our brain, there's a small, tiny microprocessor that runs the entire body. It is itself the size of a match, like in a computer. That tiny chip is really the heart of the computer. So with us, if we connect and unite, we can become this special force that out of the unity, out of the system that exists there, in complete similarity to the upper force, the creator in Gematria nature, single creative force, as much as we become like that force in our connection, even in our small concentration, if we become like that force, we can set all the actions and the order of things in the world. So according to that, we plan everything, and we all expect this state that the group reaches such a level of connection that we will feel from day to day, just like an individual person feels when he studies Kabbalah. He reaches a point where that whatever he performs, he feels a response, an immediate response from the world, and again he feels some sort of an action, a problem, and it shows him the place he needs to correct. And again, he corrects that the place where the problem is revealed. And once again, he sees the correction and the improvement. So we, in the force of our group, when we reach such level of unity, we can influence everything in the world in a concentrated, direct, targeted way, and we can see here and there where we perform corrections. And as I said, our force will spread throughout the general network that binds everyone, and everyone will know what makes us special. To this day, we were only cursed by the world. Of course, everyone said that we run the world and we cause all the harm. It just says, it shows that subconsciously, every person in the world has a feeling that we have a special force inside of us. And it is truly so. It's from nature. Nature brings people such feeling. And as soon as we reach such a point that we can benefit the world from day to day, they will feel through this internal system that we operate and according to the revelation of the crisis and the suffering, and we are the force in this world that revives and heals the world. And that's what is written in the books of Kabbalists, that here and now we need to realize it. So it's all up to us together. In this work, there's no difference between men, women, young, old, but we're all together. You know, we also work in education, children education. We invest many, many forces in it. And our work is truly blessed. We see those changes.
I want to read quote number 2. It's from your teacher, Rabash. And we started the workshop with it yesterday evening. You could open it for us and explain to us how we need to connect. I think it would be really worthwhile for us to do it together. So this is how Rabash says. Each of them had a spark of love of others. But spark could not ignite the light of love to shine in each. So they agreed that by uniting, the sparks would become a big flame.
We used to be a nation that was connected as a group. That's what Abraham built. And that was the state since they left Babylon, a few thousand people, as Rambam writes, until the destruction of the temple. Along the way, we lost 10 tribes. We're only 2 tribes out of the 12. And it will be revealed soon where they are and who are they. But well, it's the connection and the essence of the people, Kabbalists say, is that we were as a group. And that's why our work as a small group is really to show everyone how to be connected, where to take a force of connection above our ego. What do we merit if we unite? We don't only benefit from general nature, all those systems that we see in education and culture and family and children education, ecology, politics, and our relations with the entire world, and many other systems, of course, the economic crisis, all those systems, we can only correct them only if we're connected. And every day we see even scientists and sociologists, educators, politicians, they reveal that the problem is that there is no connection between the systems. And that's why we experience this crisis in every endeavor, every human endeavor around the world. And the correction is for us to go back to being that same nation as we were during the times of the temple. What is the temple? Meaning a house of worship, meaning a connection, a kli, a vessel, a large vessel, where we're all connected. And then we studied that we learned that we fell from brotherly love to unfounded hatred, and then this kli was shattered, and our correction is to rise again from this unfounded hatred to connection, to brotherly love. And in this we become a nation again. As I said, the people of Israel, the nation of Israel only exists through connection, not unlike the other nations. And this is how it was established by Abraham. So from the time of the shattering, where we fell from the spiritual height during the times of the temple 2,000 years ago, in each of us there remained a spark in the heart of each one. And this spark is called the peace of the Creator from above. And that's part of the peace of bestowal that is in us. It is called godliness, the Shekhinah that dwells between us, among us. And from this state, all that's left is this tiny spark in each one, meaning in the heart that is all egoistic. There is this force of bestowal and love that is still there, but is barely felt. But we can, through those actions of connections and study, and those activities that the wisdom of Kabbalah advises us to take, we can unite those sparks. That's what Rabash writes. There is a spark of love in each one, but the spark could not ignite the light of love to shine in each. So they agreed that by uniting, the sparks would become a big flame. And that's what we need to do. And then this force is the force of connection, not just some sparks combined to create a big flame, but this connection, in spite of their ego. It's good. I mean, we didn't go to exile for nothing. We went to increase our ego, and now, on top of our egos, where we unite, when we bring this negative force into connection, the connection becomes much more powerful. And it's written, the nation of Israel didn't go into exile, but to unite the souls of the nations. That by spreading throughout the world, we, through religion and through connections and discoveries in science, and it will be revealed how much, wherever there was some discovery, there was a spark from the, there was a Jewish spark, because Otherwise, there could not have been any advancement. And then, through those connections that we fostered throughout the nations of the world, we organized the network today, and that's why we're in a state of crisis, meaning this network is revealed, because it's in the power of the ego of shattering, and all that's left for us is to induce connection. When were we in Italy? On Friday. Last week, I was in a meeting in Italy, the representative of the European Union, a very important person, high ranking, and we spoke about the solution to the crisis. And it was very interesting how he wrote down every word I said, and how he truly understood things and the solution. He said, yes, it's all so true, but where is that method? Where is the force to realize it? Of course, we have 27 states, and they're all shattered. Nobody understands each other. I can't make any room. I can't do anything. Only through money I can move some systems. But to bring people closer, those are people that had such a rough history, wars, destruction, they killed each other. They have inside such deep-seated memories. How will I connect them? Of course, we're lacking connection. Of course, surely, through economic systems alone, we cannot exit the crisis. There has to be some feeling, some understanding, some mutual connection. Really, the man spoke out of helplessness. And we explained to him, more or less, the process we have to go through. And he said, well, you know, give us an example. We need an example. Otherwise, I cannot approach the European Union and give him an example and tell him, you know, this is how we do it. I need such an example. Who will provide such an example? But what's interesting, and I was in many meetings over the years, but for the first time I truly heard this cry from the bottom of his heart. Such a powerful, strong man, playing a key role in the system, who's saying, I understand the solution, but I have no strength to realize it. He was really speaking out of sorrow. So we have to understand that we have the ability, and our role is so important. And I feel this time that really towards what's happening in Israel, within Israel, we're in a state where we're looking ahead to a beautiful, good year, because our force is strong, and we sort of passed this point of reversal. But we're starting to turn the world toward the good. We'll see it soon with everyone's participation. L'chaim.
We'll be happy to hear them.
I want to add just one thing about the system of education. It is clear to us that if we can raise one new generation, our problems are solved. Because a new nation, new humanity. Of course, this is a very important thing.
Yes, please, dear. First question. I just put the microphone right up to your mouth and ask nice and clearly.
Hello, Rav.
Hmm. son is asking, what is connection? What is connection?
Connection is... I'll give you a simple example, not Kabbalah. Something simple. We all came out of this tiny spark that penetrated our world, our space, and began to create in this universe, in this space, all sorts of bodies, planets, stars. Just one single spark, single energy. And that energy continues to build everything and govern everything and rule over everything. This tiny spark of light. And this force still acts on all elements of creation. And all the elements of creation, and still vegetative and animate, still as the entire universe, vegetative and animate on the planet Earth, they're all governed by this spark, that upper force that created the entire universe and everything in it about 14 billion years ago. It continues. It is a single force, and it operates on everyone in a single force, and everyone is under its governance, except for men. Man is this special creature that received an opportunity to grow and do as he pleases, to a degree. The way we developed and reached a certain point, we developed through our ego, developed certain systems, as much as our ego demanded of us. And this ego started to round. Suddenly, we revealed ourselves connected together. It's not so clear to people, but it will become clear very soon. This is what we see today, the crisis. What does it mean? According to this initial program of that initial spark of the upper light that penetrated into this space and created everything, we humans also need to be integrated in the same system, belonging to the same unified program, holding ourselves as pieces of one body in harmony, in homeostasis, in complete balance with all the other elements in nature. But we need to reach it consciously, in our understanding, in our awareness, in our desire. And we are in this process. So to us, connection is upholding the general law of nature, that we're all pieces of nature will be as one system. Please.
Hi, I'm Lilach. I'm the first time in the convention. I come from the area of the center.
Please.
Please. I sat, I listened, and I wondered to myself, the fact that I am Jewish, I'm already connected to the nation, to the land. You spoke about the holidays that were already being confused, Friday and Saturday. So during the holidays, I traveled around in the north, in the Amud River. All of the nation was out there. I felt very connected to everyone, to the land, to the earth. My question is, why do we need to create another group within the nation? Why shouldn't we all connect to our Judaism, to the Jew in us, to the Zionist in us? The fact that we are Jewish, we're already a source for hatred for many, for Iran. So he hates that. He already knows we're already a strong group. For example, the disaster in Burgas, immediately Israel sent rescue teams, and it's ready from connection. You can't say that. So why can't we, from the Israeli nation, to create a group? We're already 2 million Jews in Israel and in the world.
Thank you for the question. The question is really...
The question actually is, what is the general law of nature which closes us within one integral system in which all the parts are connected together? And we need to work in harmony, in a mutual feeling, a mutual dependency towards each other. Are we in an existence of this system? Not. What appears to a person that, yeah, actually, we all belong to one nation, we all live in Israel, we're all Zionists. Those are all really nice words. It's too bad that it's just words and not more than that. We have more parties than in a big country. And we have so much separation, and the statistics show that there are so many gaps and differences that I don't think they're in any other nation. A part of the nation wants to escape to abroad, and same, and another part doesn't even know why they're living here in general. So I'm saying there's a big difference between what we are speaking and what we, what the law of nature is obligating us towards. It's not like, meaning it's not like what we feel like doing, we feel like we're connected. What does it mean to be connected from the side of nature? From the side of nature, it's connection where we are in the emotion and the feeling of our hearts being together, meaning that I truly feel a deficiency of the other like my deficiency, and love the other like yourself truly. Where is this feeling? This feeling doesn't exist naturally in any of us. And also not in our thought, not just in our hearts, also in our thought, that we're all directed only for the sake of connection. If I were to know that I have no other problem in the world other than to keep the connection with everyone, and from the connection, we will feel that we are truly in an eternal and whole world. We won't feel that we even belong to our body, to the degree of beast of ours, the degree of animal. We will feel that we're in a system which is called Adam, the degree of speaking. This is what we're talking about. This is what we need to reach. And the whole crisis and all the problems and all that's happening is only to push us towards the right connection. We need to learn about nature. Learn nature and know what the rules are, truly the laws of nature are, of this system, this general system, and to know that we must keep it. This is actually, these are actually the forces that operate on us and push us towards this. To hide behind, you know, pretty words, I traveled there and I saw this and that, I understand you, I too. I mean, I see these things in happiness, with joy, you know, that are happening in Israel, but this is still not according to the demand which nature is now presenting for us. You can read about this and learn about this. We'll be happy to help you with that. Please.
Hello. I'm Nava from the Rishon Group. Maybe my question is a bit advanced. For the more advanced students, please don't be mad at me. Yesterday, in the workshop, you talked about innovation or becoming new again. And I wanted—it's a relatively new word—and I wanted you to explain a little bit about this word and how is it supposed to be expressed. In the way we're supposed to take a friend out of the still degree, even though he's performing mechanical actions, how can we bring him out of that state by innovation?
We constantly advance by deficiency. Because if this is the our nature, this is the law, each person is constantly searching for how to benefit his state. This is how all our systems work. And therefore, if we want to be advanced, then the forces reveal in us some deficiency, and then we run to see how we can fill it, to complete it. In our advancement, in our spiritual advancement, we discover all of a sudden an empty place within us. This is what humanity is revealing right now also. It's like it started about 30, 40 years ago in all of humanity, the moment it started to become round. When our ego grew for thousands of years, and then it started to become round, and then humanity started to feel emptiness. Then all the drugs started, and divorce, and all the these processes which are typical to us, to our times. This is how we also advance in our spiritual process. The feeling is taken from a person. He feels himself empty, and he doesn't know what to do with himself. Actually, the feeling is not taken from him. No, actually, what is added, what's happening is that he's added an empty desire so he can feel it. But he needs to feel it already through the connection. But he doesn't know what to do with it. And due to this, he is in a state of still. What is still? He cannot move. He doesn't have any point in doing something in life. Today, many people in life feel this way because all of humanity now is drawn towards spirituality, although it's not aware of it. So that person who's in a group, who feels emptiness, cannot move. He all of a sudden feels a lack of strength, a lack of interest in anything. What can you do? And then he can't do anything. He's incapable. He doesn't have fuel. That's it. People who are not in groups, so they go to drugs, they do all sorts of actions just in order to somehow fill themselves. And also they develop all sorts of systems, advertisement and culture and whatnot, just in order to confuse themselves. Because depression is the number one ailment in the world, and it's causing all the modern ailments. So what we need to do, we're developing a system around us, a general system called a group, which operates on a person and then helps him to come out of this state quickly in the right direction. Meaning not to calm down this emptiness or this deficiency, but in especially to direct him and advance him towards the goal. Because every time another emptier and greater desire will come, there's even more and more helplessness, and people leave their work because of lack of work. They'll do crazy things, and they don't know what to do with themselves at home. There won't be work for 90% of the population of the world, and this is exactly how it's going to be, and we will come to states that a person won't know what to do with himself. And here really a system needs to rise, which will fill him, which will direct him in the, and attract him in the right direction. So it will know that all his work is not to give livelihood to his body. For our body, it's enough for each to work an hour or two a day, and that's enough. That's tops. Other than that, a person will have to invest into the work of connection and the work with the society, the work of connection with everyone. This is the future, the human future. Especially this representative from the European Union that we spoke to understood that. I told him that instead of 40% unemployment, which there is in certain countries, in Spain, in Italy, there will be 90%. And it's truly like that. So we need to understand that the whole revelation of emptiness which comes to us and truly silences us is in order so that the environment that will awaken a person and lead him onwards, because he himself has no strength, therefore he's called still. Please.
Hello, my name is Pnina. I'm very excited. I watched the channel, all the programs and the picnics, because I live in the United States. In San Francisco, and this is my first time here. I live north of San Francisco. The culture there, it's very much worshipping of the body, sports, money. It's full of rich tycoons. My question is, I also work in the health and fitness arena, and it's hard for me to convey the idea of connection, because every one of my patients come to receive something for himself. Everyone is very individual there. How can you convey to such an extreme culture that it's so individual something about the connection?
For Americans, it's very difficult. I know from all of our experience, we have many groups, we have many friends who are active in the field. We have a learning center there, which operates in English all over the world, not only in North America. How to pass on the matter of connection to the Americans? According to the degree of the crisis, a person will not want to do anything if he doesn't have a need in it. We need to see an egoistic benefit in it. That in order to be saved in the global world, he has to also be connected with everyone. We see in states of problems, they have a tendency for connection, because they're like animals. They have some hope that somehow that this trouble, this suffering, will somehow go softer on them. This is how it will happen in every place. This is how it will happen in America, too. You cannot do it without the feeling of sorrow, without the pressure, without the crisis. Therefore, it is being revealed. Our question is, I don't want to just wait until this humanity starts suffering. It's also very dangerous for all of our humanity. It could be until the breaking of the Third World War. And in the wisdom of Kabbalah, it says that that too can happen. And we want to pass this through the path of light, the light of the Torah, and therefore we're disseminating as much as possible. Now, how do we come? We come through the learning center to people who belong to the wisdom of Kabbalah, the study of Kabbalah. We have hundreds and thousands of them. Yeah, even thousands. And what we're doing is we're doing in a place where there are groups. We're doing wherever there are protests that are like the Occupy protests and so forth that are in the fields. And therefore, we give out materials there. We're doing round tables there, both in Toronto and other places in America, in New York, San Francisco, Chicago. And this is working. To say that it's enough? Of course not. For such a country, let's hope that we will get stronger. But again, I'm saying it will be heard more under the condition that a person, that humanity will discover how helpless it is. Americans still manage to push most of the problems on the world just to feel that, yeah, on themselves as little as possible. But it'll also come shortly to them too, and it'll be easier for us to talk to them. For the meantime, especially in affluent areas like you're talking about, there's really no one to talk to. You can turn to a person if he's willing to hear. There's no such thing as, you know, not willing and not interested. Well, let's hope that they will be. But also, I want to add, we need to understand that, like I spoke during my discussion all the time, that it all depends on Israel. Everything depends on what happens here, especially. Even not the Jews in America. With them, too, there's nothing to talk about, even maybe less than with the Americans. But here, what we're doing in the land of Israel, in Israel, what's happening here, this is what the future of the world depends upon. How it will advance towards that goal, towards that essence. And how we will organize here in Israel will dictate how the whole world will change. That's why we're investing ourselves in abroad. We have groups all over the world that are belonging to us and all over Earth. But how they're, as much as they're capable, that's how they operate. our main force needs to be here. If we succeed here, in accordance, the whole world will behave differently. Please.
Next question. Hi, my name is Rivka from the Ra'anana and Haifa groups. My question is, what is the connection between 13 degrees of mercy and the lights that come down during Sukkot?
The 13 measures of mercy which come down to us are the 13 measures which come from above, from the Rosh, the head of Atzilut in Arich Anpin, they spread downwards, and from there too come all those lights that are the surrounding lights which we are under in a state which is called Sukkah. Because the schach, the screen, represents the light which shines on us. As long as we connect under the screen with the four spies, it's called the divisions within the nation. And if we operate together, then this surrounding light or the 13 degrees of mercy operate on us. Please.
Hello, my name is Ronan, I'm taking the integral education course and continuing the lady from the US. Is our message that only by collaborating we can succeed, or let's add collaboration to individualism, meaning do we need some sort of balance between the two, or we need one?
Each needs individually to participate. We have come to one system in which the force of the ego distances between us, truly controls on us, and upon this force of ego we need to connect. And then we come to the revelation of spiritual world in our state here, in our world, in our lives. The wisdom of Kabbalah does not erase the ego. It says that we need to use it. It's a help against it. We need to only turn it into a positive force, to the force of connection, from the force of negation and repulsion. The self-expression of a person is in how much he will participate with everyone. Each and every one of us is like a cell in the body which must think of the whole body. This is how the live exists. Every part of the body, every cell of the body participates in harmony in the livelihood of the body. And this is how it works, even though each operates in a personal way. What about the individuality of a person, like you're saying? What about the lungs and the heart and so forth? Each thing works in its personal, private way, but in accordance to what it needs to contribute to the rest of the body. Meaning everyone needs to be under one hat. The general goal, the general formula, which is one. And then, if we will work in accordance to this, each annuls himself towards that one body, but each expresses himself in maximal way, so that according to his nature, according to his force, and according to his power, and all the conditions that are in him, to bestow towards the benefit of everyone in a personal way towards the general body. Our problem is that and also, this is the problem with the disease of cancer, that each devours his environment, like we're seeing what we're doing to the whole ecology of the world, and in accordance, these cells that are eating their surrounding are all causing the general death of the whole body and and harming themselves as well. So in order to not reach this way in a collective way in humanity, we need to reach connection. And each and everyone who has come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we're learning how to execute this both personally and together. It's as if it's negated to each other, but all in all, it's not negated, just like I just gave the example in the body.
Hello, my name is Arik. I'm 16, from Jerusalem. You spoke a lot about connection and unity. What do I do as a teenager with my friends in order to connect with them? What do I have to do?
You need to approach Gilad Shadmon. He deals with the youth, and you'll see how much, what books, articles, instruction of how to do this, and how to execute this in actuality, how to realize this. We'll be glad to help, but without an instructor, it's really impossible. So turn to him. He's here. He's sitting here. You see? Go to him and ask.
I have a very happy announcement. Anyone who has a brother or sister or a son or a daughter, 14 to 18 years old, tomorrow there's going to be a special teenagers' evening in Holon, 6 p.m., with songs and activities and games, building an environment together. And join. You can call our number, 1-700 number. And there's also, at the end of the meeting, there's going to be someone here, Bensi, he can give you additional information at the end.
What ages?
I don't think you fit the 14 to 18 age range, but we maybe will get you special permission.
I won't ruin the day for them.
Shalom, Rav. My name is Nitza from Jerusalem. I was 6 months in Modi'in group. I want to ask about sight, the sense of sight given to us to see the world, and also inner vision. Is someone who can only see inside sees the world better than us, who see both inside and outside?
There's no connection between bodily sight and the inner sight, which requires the moment he starts to connect with others. The inner sight is when a person begins to see the system of connection between everyone, not between the bodies, the inner system of connection, and how our whole world exists on this net, and how this network operates the whole world, manages the whole world. A person is included in this. He feels this. This network is called God, a creator, nature. And then one adheres, cleaves onto this network, and begins to work with this in harmony. It's not, has nothing to do with being blind. As he's connected to this internal connection, he starts to see his body as something that is accompanying him, not that it is, to the point where he's included in this general system of nature, this force of nature, which in his inner world, that even if his body passes away, he doesn't feel like he loses his body, because his body is already within this system. This system, this inner system, is where he identifies his constant life, his unique life. And the body life, he doesn't take account of those as if they, till he acquired this inner connection. And for this, we are here in this world, in order to, until as long as we're here, to acquire this system, to live and feel our lives, the life of eternity, the life of wholeness. Whoever hears, it's a sign that he has an opportunity. Please. Rui, please. with you. Hello, Rav. My son wants to ask a question. Hello, we're from the Ranana group. And there's no male instructor that we want. And no one agrees. Only once in a while. What do I need to do?
I have nothing to do with the treatment of kids. Of course, the teacher, Gilad Shadmon, and a few other people who take care of it, they can advise you on that. We will try to do everything we can. We're trying to develop internet systems, platforms that all the children can have access to this system of connection, because we have a lot of friends who are connected remotely, they don't have a group or friends, and we need to provide them with the correct opportunity to be in connection. Please ask him, and you will receive an answer, I'm certain.
We need to finish already. So we want a little summary. We have a little summary.
We are entering a very good year. As much as people talk about it, believe me, it will be good. If we connect a little more, it will be even better. So let's have a great year. Everyone have a happy holiday. We'll build a sukkah above us. Sukkah of David, the King of Israel. And we will succeed immensely. And we'll invite the whole world under this sukkah. Thank you, and L'chaim.
We will finish with a song.